time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Welcome to live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO. My name is Greg Davey, and I'll be broadcasting earlier than normal on Tuesday, and even earlier than that on Friday. But today, a very special quadruple header going on at the home of the Afton Crimson Knights. And what's going on there, or here, in the brightly lit Afton Gym, is it's Coaches versus Cancer. It's a program well known throughout the country. In New York, it's most notable through Syracuse coach Jim Boeheim. I've been involved with that a little bit, along with my younger brother, who has put on some great golf tournaments at Turning Stone. But Coaches versus Cancer is not limited to just the college ranks. It's now in the high school ranks. And Afton and Sydney decided in their quadruple header they would join forces to fight cancer through their basketball abilities. So tonight they're supporting the teams, or they want the fans to support their team in the American Cancer Society. And JV games are just concluded, both the girls and boys, both won by Sydney. Talk about that in a little bit. But they're going to have pin-up cards available throughout the night here in Afton, a dollar donation. You can write your own name or honor a friend or loved one. So if you're on your way and you know that you're going to be part of watching the girls-boys doubleheader, we're broadcasting the girls game, obviously, come on down and take part in it. After this game, after we conclude the broadcast, I'll be out doing some of the old fun, the old CDO shootout stuff, but it's a half-court shot for cancer, and again, donations, there's going to be prizes. I see Coach Don Pierce of Sydney JV in a pink shirt. I see pink socks and shoelaces and whatnot, and boy, what a clash with the maroon of Sydney and the red of Afton, but it doesn't matter. It's all about fighting cancer. And again, through the basketball talents of these young ladies now and the young men in the nightcap. So we'll start our broadcast, as always, with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, with all your transportation needs, including daily rentals, plus an expert service department. Call 563-4311. In the girls' game, Chambers and O'Hara wishes Coach John Simons and his Afton Crimson Knights, Coach Brad Aldrich and his Sydney Lady Warriors, and all the fans of both teams, the best in tonight's game. Our broadcast is a presentation of CDO Sports, our rights granted by Section 4 Athletics. Any rebroadcast or republication of the programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. And being that this is an early game, I see, or a game that other teams are not, or night that other teams are not playing, I see Coach Bob Conway here congratulated him on his Kozlowski Tournament Championship, something that truly was not expected by him when the season started, or many of us who have watched him over the years have those great teams. But their girls did it. They beat Windsor at the scheduled time right after Christmas, and the finals were postponed until Saturday night. We had to usurp that game for the Sydney Unadilla boys game, but BG was able to win that game. We'll tell you a little bit more about that as well. So it is Sydney girls for the third time this year, Afton girls for the third time this year. Both have a win and a loss in CDO archives for the year. We're broadcasting live on FM 101 and AM 1490, as well as the internet through WCDOsports.com. We'll talk a little bit more without stats, but a little bit of chatter on both Sydney and Afton. Both teams fighting for that middle area of the MAC and hopefully trying to get to the top four, where the tournament breaks parts the 1 through 4 and the 5 through 8 and the 9 through 12, trying to get into that 1 through 4 slot, or at the very least the 5 through 8 slot. Both teams probably evenly matched tonight for the first time in a number of years. Afton with a young team, but returning a lot of players. Sydney, same thing, but very young as well, just one senior, so all juniors the rest of it. So it'll be interesting to see how they contrast and compare. We'll be back with more of the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show on WCDO.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by for the best deal on your next vehicle, and Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're gonna miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah,
good.
McRib is back nationwide. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature-y, right?
No, very green.
The simple joy of big news. I participate in McDonald's for a limited time.
So, I hear McDonald's has any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just a dollar.
All day?
Yeah.
So I can get any of those drinks at McDonald's for a dollar right now?
Yes.
What about now?
Yep.
What about now?
Yes, 24 hours a day, any size, just a dollar.
Whoa. Satisfy your thirst with McDonald's any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1. All day, every day.
Ooh, even now?
Even now.
Many locations open 24 hours. Prices and participation may vary.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a six-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For 85 years, the people of Morabito have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Morabito, our people make energy different.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Well, welcome back, and the teams are warming up, and again, the brightest gym I have ever seen in high school is right here in Afton. Second time I'm doing the game here, I did a boy, did boys game here. That's right, boys game, one of the first games of the year, Harpersville and Afton boys, and it was so brightly lit. Then we did the Afton girls and BG. This is only the second time for Afton girls. I stand corrected on that. But this gym is just so bright. They are long ballast-type lights. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 across the side. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6 rows of 5. And even the JV referees and I were talking during one of the times out, and he said it takes a lot to get used to because it is just so bright. They're also using tonight, based on the coaches versus cancer theme, a pink and white ball. It is official. It's the proper inflation and everything. And it's one of those, what do they call them, the rocks. And it is so pink and white alternate colors on the panels. So it is a legit ball. And that is one of the things that in the JV boys game was hard to kind of follow. The best time is when a kid was at the free throw line, because they knew exactly, you know, you have the free throw procedure where you put that index finger and you do it perpendicular to one of the lines coming across. So that part was easy to see, but you never knew how it was going to spin otherwise. JV boys, by the way, for Sydney, winning easily 61-30. Likewise for the Sydney girls, who won 43-14. That's coming off that overtime win against Unadilla Valley last Friday night. So like I said, a lot of the girls with their sneakers wearing the pink shoelaces, and some of their socks have pink in them, so they're not color coordinated, but it does not matter. This is a tribute, or rather a theme unification between the two teams of fighting cancer. So kudos to the folks who got this going, and thanks for asking me to be down here for tonight's game. Just to update the standings for the Mid-State Athletic Conference girls, Harpersville and Unadilla Valley won their games Friday night. Unitigo was idle, so it's Harpersville and UV at 4-0. Unitigo is at 3-0, coming off that 2-1 road trip down to Wide World of Sports in Florida. Afton Or wait, make that Green is in fourth right now at 3-1. They defeated Afton the other night. So a four-way tie for fifth between Afton, Hancock, Bainbridge, Guilford, and Oxford, all who have 2-2 records. Sydney and Delhi are 1-3. Deposit is 0-3 because they were supposed to play Unitigo. I have not heard if that game has been played. Plus, Walton is 0-4. So speaking of Afton girls, their last few games since we had them on December the 14th, they defeated Delhi 42-21, perhaps their best all-around game of the season, despite going 3-for-11 from the foul line. Very balanced effort, as Ashley Rogalski led the way with 10 points. Peyton Cutting and Bailey Sherman had 9 points, and Shikari Koth had 8 points. So out of the 42 points, those four combined for 18 and 18, 36 of the 42 points. All right, they get out. It was a tight game at the half, 16-13. Afton had a shutout, 13-0 in the third quarter. Then on the 28th, a day late, they played in the Harpersville tournament, defeating Gilbertsville Mount Upton by 10. Did not make a free throw in 4 tries. In that game, it was Peyton Cutting with 12 points and Kate Worth with 7. And I don't know when they finally got the Harpersville game in, but it was played in the championship. They lost 68-28, 3-for-11 from the line in that game, 3 three-pointers. Peyton Cutting had 7 points and Alex Elford had 8. And then on Friday, the 4th of January at Green, it was a loss of 48-33, 3 three-pointers, 6-for-8 for the line, so a little bit better. Peyton Cutting with 8 points, better from the line, 4-for-5. Ashley Rogalski, 2 three-pointers and 8 points. Peyton Cutting leading the way with a 12.1 scoring average, but as you heard me mention several names, the other girls are all capable of scoring in that 8-to-10-point range. So Afton is 5-4 overall. This is their best record going into into the new season, new part of the season that they've had in a long, long time. They are 2-2 in the league. For Sydney, they, of course, the last game was on Friday night as they were down 23-18 at the half to an undefeated Unadilla Valley team, and then they got shut out 17-0 in the third quarter, losing 57-31. They had 2 three-pointers, both off the hands of Kelsey Decker, their leading three-point shooter. They were 11-for-19 from the line, but Decker, again, not only the leading scorer of the game with 18, but she was a smoking hot 8-for-9 from the free throw line. The rest of the team, however, only combined for 13 points. But a bright spot in that game, I got to say, is that they held Jordan Anderson to only 8 points. She was averaging much more than that, and that was compliments mostly of Bethany Carl, who wound up winning our Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. So we're about a minute and a half away, minute 20. Teams are starting to filter to the sidelines. We'll have I'm not sure how the anthem's going to go, so let's play it by ear, and when we come back, hopefully we'll have the announcement of the starting lineups. It's Afton at Sydney Girls during the Coaches versus Cancer Night here at Afton, and you're listening to it live on WCDL.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, and we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Puff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
It's high school sports on WCDO. Do you love to talk sports? Sound off in our discussion forums now at WCDOradio.com. Now back to the game.
All right, the Sydney team is being announced right now. A nice live national anthem. And let's catch you up. Riley Janung, Bethany Carl, Taylor Crom, Kelsey Decker. And Brianna McClellan, the same five who started in the UV game on Friday night. And I don't know if Afton goes crazy here or what, but we'll find out in just a second.
Now the starting lineup for your Afton Christian Knights.
Yep.
At 5'9", sophomore, number 10, Bailey Sherman.
Well, 5'9", sophomore, Bailey Sherman. Now I get their height. 5'10", junior, Peyton Cutting, their leading scorer. 5'11", Kate Worth, number 13.
5'2", freshman, number 14,
Shikari Koss, number 14, is a 5'2", freshman. And one of the latecomers to the team this year, Ashley Rogalski, number 33. So we've got them all, don't have all their heights, because that's not part of the program, but whoever did the announcing knows how tall they are, so we got five of them anyway. There are eight players on the Afton team. Seven of them are healthy, with the exception of Connor Decker, who will be eligible, well, she hopes to get cleared tomorrow, and is aiming to play the next game on Friday night, and that will be at Unadilla Valley. So let's hope that she can do that. She'll be back, of course, on the softball diamond for Coach Sydney Bossaman. And speaking of her, I believe she is my halftime guest for the Maravito Energy Products Halftime Report. Now, so that leaves Afton with 7 healthy players, Sydney with 10 on the roster, down to 8 healthy players, as they will not have, again, Dawn Savino, their 5-foot junior guard, and Maisha Davis, their 6-foot junior forward. So here we go. Cutting and Decker to jump it up, and it comes close to me, right in front of me. Taylor Crom gets it first for Sydney, and a maroon Sydney, a red and white Afton, and a pink and white basketball gets it started, and Taylor Crom gets Sydney started right off the bat with a basket off some good ball movement on the part of Sydney. Afton starts their first offensive set. Down low for Bailey Sherman, right to Peyton Cutting, who can go strong to her left side, and she did exactly that. Peyton Cutting with a basket. And we've got a tie at 2 already, less than 30 seconds into the ball game. Carl over to Decker, who's wide open for 3 on the right side. It's off the back of the rim. She follows her own shot. 1 dribble, up and over, and it's good. So Kelsey Deck with a nice play there. Follow her own shot, 4-2. Sydney by 2, just underway, and 3 quick baskets in the first minute. At this pace, we'll have a high-scoring game. Dribbling in is Koss, Shikari Koss, got a wild shot up there, missed it. Bailey Sherman rebounds, but can't hit the follow-up. Rebound to Crom. Decker, long pass ahead to Janung. They'll wait for the defense and the offense. Janung passes across the key, looking for Decker. They're on the floor with Sherman. The ball stays alive. It's Worth, the only senior on this team, up the right side. Gives it to Sherman. Passes on the outside to Koss. Her shot misses, but inside is Cutting, who out-hustled Decker for the rebound. And Cutting with the basket, tied at 4. 6:20 to go in the first quarter. Janung is at the left wing. Down underneath for McLennan. Can't hang on to the ball. Got it back and lost it again. So not once, but twice, and it's turned back over to Afton, and Sydney is going right to the pressure defense. First time they'll be able to try this because it's off a fixed out-of-bounds play. Cutting cuts in. Nice job to get the ball, and then her haste to get the ball up the floor with a pass goes beyond Kate Worth, and we're back to Sydney in possession of the basketball. 6 minutes to go in the first quarter, 4-4 tie. Bethany Carl playing the point, catch and pass with Janung, now down underneath for Crom. Crom, a wraparound pass to McLennan, who misses the shot. Now they're on the floor, tied up. No, a foul, our first foul of the late afternoon, early evening. And a unique setup here at Afton, and that is only one of the two scoreboards has the foul. And that foul for Sydney on Brianna McLennan. So Afton will set it up again against the full court press. Last time they succeeded getting the ball in and over half court, and then the ball got away, and there's another example of it. A long pass beyond Worth's reach. Crom back to get it. Right to McLennan. Nice cut pass to Decker, who cuts inside. Right back to McLennan, too low, and could not get the ball. Recovery by Rogalski. Up the floor comes Katerina Wirt. Cost for 3. She's dangerous there. Just misses. Crom rebounds on the weak side. Off to Decker. Decker comes up the right side. Crosses over at, right at the half court. Off to Janung. Janung stops after 2 dribbles. Right back to Decker. Decker loads it up for 3. Way off the mark. Fouls her shot. No, it's Janung with it. Hands it off to Decker. And then hits the dirt. Hits the deck. Oh, there's ball that got away from Sydney. Turn right back over to Afton. So we had 8 points scored in the first minute and 10 seconds. Now we have our first timeout with no points after that. 4:56 to go in the first quarter. 4-4 tie. Sydney and Afton on coaches. versus Cancer Night at Afton, live on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, Sydney has forced turnovers twice now on a full court press. They get another chance at it coming out of the timeout. But they go to Bailey Sherman on the long pass to half court from behind. Janung distracts her, gets the ball loose. It's Bethany Carl off to Janung. The layup is off the mark. And a rebounding foul, I believe, on Bethany Carl. We'll see what the ref says. Yep, number 1-1. That'll be on Bethany Carl, her first, team's second. So Afton having some trouble with this full court press. Rogalski up to Cutting. Cutting goes baseline, passing along the baseline to Worth. Off her hands, out of bounds. Afton going to play, looks like, some sort of zone defense as Sherman mans the middle. There's a tap, almost a steal there by Rogalski. Into the corner for Decker. Spots up, shoots, and too hard off the rim. Battle for the ball, it's Rogalski. Long pass up ahead to Sherman. Sherman has a wide open Tanya Hatton, and in her anxiety to between the two girls, the ball went out of bounds. Best way to recap that situation. There's Carl getting in through traffic. Misses the pull-up shot, but McLennan is there to clean it up. First basket by Sydney's lone senior, Brianna McLennan, and right after that comes the tie basket by Ashley Rogalski. They beat the press that time, and it's tied at 6. There's Decker again for 3. This time, nothing but net. She had a spot on the right wing. Nails it. She got 5 points. And coming back the other way, Bailey Sherman real quick. Well, Afton's best way to get down court is to not let Sydney set up their press. Here comes Carl down through a double team. Right off to McLennan, up and over the rim. It's good. McLennan scores her second basket. Good pass by the junior Bethany Carl, and it's 11-8 in favor of Sydney. Now we've got a little pickup of the pace. Worth guarded by Janung. Sydney playing man-to-man defense. It's Sherman with her back to the basket at the foul line. Rogalski on the right wing goes to Sherman, driving in against McLennan and draws the foul. Nice job by Bailey Sherman to make that play happen, and she'll be the first player of either team to get to the foul line, shooting that pink and white basketball. That's the second foul on Brianna McLennan, so could be a turning point for Sydney coach Brad Aldrich to make a decision here. Sherman at the line, misses the first one. 2:56 to go in a quick first quarter. Well, it's a substitution for Sydney, but not a size for size. It's Hannah Wood checking in, replacing Brianna McLennan. So that shrinks the size of Sydney players with that insertion. Second shot misses. Rebound by Decker. She goes off to Hannah Wood. They give her a little bit of space. The pop-up jumper is no good. And on that weak side, there's a battle for the ball. Out of bounds it goes, but a foul. Looking like it's again against Sydney. They've had 3 rebounding fouls thus far. This one is on Decker, and that's her first. So 4 team fouls on Sydney, none on Afton thus far, and almost all of them the same way. Only one was on when Afton was on the offense. Sherman comes to the foul line, passes to Hatton. Hatton to Sherman into a double team, right back out off the knee of Worth. Picked up on the spot by Hannah Wood. She unloads to Carl, and Carl converts Bethany Carl's first basket off the assist from Hannah Wood, and Sydney's opened up a 5-point lead, 13-8. Timeout asked for by Coach John Simons with 2:13 left in this opening quarter. It's Coaches versus Cancer Night here. Sydney leads after 13-8. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Greg Davey here at Afton, and unless the lights go out, darkness will not be a factor in here. 13-8 is the score. Haven't heard of anybody logging in from all across the country yet, but maybe because the early start time. Well, we might get some. Tanya Hatton's going to inbound the ball for Afton coming out of the timeout with 2:13 left. She gets a second chance at it. Just gets it in before 5 seconds to Bailey Sherman. Now Worth is open for a 15-footer. That's too far to the right, but the ball comes out to Hatton on the right corner. She backs in, now goes to Sherman. Sherman to Rogalski, little spot-up shot. Missed it, gets her own rebound, puts it up again, and it's short. Cutting going for the rebound. It's out of bounds. Who got there first? Well, Cutting got there first, and it's out of bounds. So Sydney goes back into it with a 5-point lead. 13-8, a minute 48 to go. The first quarter, that's moved quite rapidly. Nice diagonal pass to Taylor Crom. Unloads to Decker through the traffic. She gets it and scores. It didn't get into her hands originally. Here comes Sherman driving through, and looks like a tripping foul. Or let's see how that's actually a block, okay? And that's going to go on Riley Janung. Though it looked like Kelsey Decker might have been the closer player. That would have been her second, though. But it's the first on Janung. 5 team fouls against the Sydney Warriors, yeah. Worth on the right corner. Cross court to Rogalski. No, Sherman intercepts that pass. Passes to Rogalski anyway. Forces the pass back into Sherman. Picked off by Crom. Here comes Decker. Decker taking it down herself. Had a player open on both sides. Took it herself. Missed the shot. The ball out in the corner. That might be another Sydney foul. And, yeah, that's Taylor Crom's first. So, all 5 starters for Sydney have at least 1 foul, total of 6. Worth at half court passes to Bailey Sherman, who pops out for the pass, guarded by Taylor Crom. Now it's Cutting. Cutting guarded by Decker. Cutting drives in, goes up, and scores with a left hand. 6 points for Peyton Cutting, and it's a 5-point lead again. Janung, top of the key. Oh, picked off by Rogalski, can she finish the layup? Yes, she does. Ashley Rogalski. So back-to-back hoops by the Crimson Knights, make it a 15-12 game with 33 seconds left. There's a foul, the first one of the night on Afton. That'll go against Ashley Rogalski, her first, of course. The 5'6 senior. Oh, she's listed as a senior. I thought she was a junior. I'm not sure which one. But she's a player for Afton nonetheless. New player for Sydney, number 10, 5'8", junior Michaela Finkbeiner. Here comes Wood at the elbow. Double team passes to Crom, right back to Wood. Along the baseline for Finkbeiner. Now it's open for Carl. 14-footer, missed it. Missed it hard. Wood got the rebound, could not hit the putback. 14 seconds to go. Cutting, streaking up the floor at full speed. Goes up with a right hand this time. It misses. Hatton with a putback, no good. Rebound Carl. She looks up at the clock, sees 5 seconds to go. She's down to the circle, 1 second to go. I don't think she'll get a shot off. There was contact, but no whistle at all either way. 15-12, a very high-scoring first quarter for these two teams that average about 30 or so, 30-35. But It's action-packed, no question about it. Coaches versus Cancer Night here at Afton, and Sydney leads 15-12 in the girls' game. You're listening to it live on FM 101, AM 1490 WCDL.
Are you ready? Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
We're specialists in you. Robert Design Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Off to a good start here at Afton, where the quadruple header is into its third game. JV sweep for the Sydney boys and girls. So now our first look. Well, after Afton, let's call the play first. The Peyton cutting basket off the inbounds from Afton. Cutting, the leading score of the game with eight. Here comes Decker right back looking for a three. Missed it. Rebound Cutting. And Decker had a deflection there. Cutting had to get it back. And a foul called on Hannah Wood with the hold. So already the bonus is apropos as Cutting will shoot 1-1. But I was going to announce that Alex Alford, a freshman number 35, had come into the game for Afton. And by the time I could get that out, along with Shikari Koss coming back into the game, it was a basket by Peyton Cutting. So Cutting at the line for the first time tonight. She's literally hot and cold the last couple of games. 1-for-5 against Harpersville, 4-for-5 against Green in the last two games. Here's the 1-and-1. It banks in. Nobody's asking for style points here. But that makes it 15-15. Our fourth tie of the ball game. It was tied at 2-4-6. Now at 15. Afton has not led, however. They have a chance to with this shot. It's off the back of the rim, and it will not be a tie. Taylor Kron boxes out nicely, gets the rebound for the Lady Warriors. Kelsey Decker to the right side for a wide-open Bethany Carl, but she's not going to shoot it. Here comes Hannah Wood. Now Carl's got it again off the pass from, and she'll spot up for that 12-footer, and it's good. So she knew what she was doing when she passed the first shot up and took it the second chance. Looks like a favorite spot. 17-15. Down low for Hatton off of the pass from Cutting. Nice play. Very nice play. Cutting with the assist that time. Hatton with a finish. It's 17-17. Here's a steal by Shikari Koss, and the freshman lost her possession of it. Passed across the lane for Hatton, and it went out of bounds. So I think we have another sub. Ashley Rogalski comes in for Cutting, who will get a well-deserved rest. 6:56 to go at half. We'll have Cindy Bossaman, longtime softball coach, current athletic director at Afton, as my halftime guest. There's a steal at the foul line by Shikari Koss, and Koss will dribble and pass over to Worth, who's wide open for a three, middle court, and she's got it, and Afton takes the lead for the first time. Kate Worth with her first three-pointer, 20-17. Sydney will make another sub. They'll bring in Nicole Smith, but I think before that, there will be a break in the action. We'll take it. 6:26 till half. It's 20-17 now in favor of the host Crimson Knights of Afton. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice?
If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
It's high school sports on WCDO. Do you love to talk sports? Sound off in our discussion forums now at WCDOradio.com. Now back to the game.
All right, the teams are still winding up their chat on the sidelines, and our next games will not all include yours truly, but it will still have some exciting times as Friday afternoon, it'll be Harpersville at Unitico. Our first look at the Harpersville girls, four-time defending MAC champions. They'll take on Unitico. Both teams are undefeated in the league. 4:45 start time. Then Unadilla Valley at Harpersville with our friend Nate Lowe will take the mic next Tuesday. Unadilla Valley at Harpersville. Those three teams, far and away the best in the league this year. Right now, Afton at 2-2 has the lead over 1-3 Sydney, 20-17 with 6:16 to go. There have been five ties, and now the first lead change with Afton taking a 20-17 lead, but they just gave it up on a turnover out of travel. Kelsey Decker, Hannah Wood, Bethany Carl, Michaela Finkbeiner, and Nicole Smith in the game right now for Sydney. There's a tap by Rogalski. Decker to Smith. Nice pass inside for Finkbeiner. Can't hang on to it. Decker hustles to get it. Lofts one up and draws the foul. Worth got a piece of it, but possibly a little contact in there. So Kate Worth with her first foul. Only the second foul called on Afton, and Kelsey Decker will be the first free throw shooter for Sydney tonight. She was 8-for-9 in the loss to Unadilla Valley on Friday night. Sets, fires, scores it. We've got 5:53 left in the second quarter. It's up, and it found a dead spot in the back of the rim and dropped through, but she's got 9, and it's 20-19 in favor of Afton. It is Alford passing into Worth in the corner, now down low to Hatton. Hatton turns around, shot, and went nowhere, basically, and Smith just held her ground defensively. The ball got loose, and it looks like Ashley Rogalski may have that foul. And if so, that would be her second. A lot of pink, purple, and lavender in the stands tonight. Interesting color combinations. All right, up the floor comes Bethany Carl. Right to the left wing, it goes to Hannah Wood. Wood crossing over with a pass to Decker, who's wide on the right side. Afton mostly in a zone. Shot fried. Decker for three. It's short. Rebound Alford. Couple of dribbles and off to Cutting. Cutting streaking up the right side. Crossing over. Getting into traffic. And stumbled a bit on the shot. Came up short on it. Here comes Carl in transition. That little stop and pop, but it misses. The ball comes out to Hannah Wood. Her shot is up and good. Hannah Wood now gives Sydney the lead. With 4:55 to play, 21-20, game of streaks going on here as of late. Carl punched the ball loose, and here she comes down on the left side. She stops and pops. This one's no good, but Finkbeiner on the other side can't hit it on the miss. Long pass by Cutting, intercepted by Wood. Nice defensive play, nice anticipation too. Wood back to Decker. Decker fakes the three, probably got away with a travel there. Takes the shot, misses. She made the shot, but that's going to be waved off. Foul on Bailey Sherman. Just had to make sure. Fourth team foul on the Crimson Knights. 4:29 left in the half, 21-20. Smith out to Wood, into the corner for Decker. Now she'll go for three. Partially blocked. Saved there by Bethany Carl. Great anticipation on her end. She noticed that the ball was blocked. It was short. She caught it and put it up. There's a layup on the other side. Quick as you please by Shakari Koss. A lot of different players scoring for both teams. 23-22, Sydney. There goes Decker for three. Shot is short. It's going to go into the corner and out of bounds untouched. So the ball goes back over to Afton, and Sydney backs off on the pressure. Afton right now with Worth with the ball. Cutting, Sherman, Alfred, and Rogalski in the ball game. Nearly a travel there by Kate Worth. Here comes Shikari Koss with another similar shot that she had before that made it. This time she does not make it, but Cutting is alert to get the rebound and puts it up for the putback with a foul on the shot itself, and that's Kelsey Decker's second for Sydney. So Cutting at the line, her team down by one. We're tied at 23. Cutting with 10 points. And this is our sixth tie of the game. So Decker has to come out at the 3:44 mark. See how much of a difference that makes on the Sydney offense. And Cutting cannot get her shot to fall. Carl tips it alertly, and they then work it down to Hannah Wood. Wood shot misses. Alfred rebounds. So who will be taking Cutting? Cutting gets past Wood. There's a joke there with Cutting and Wood. Somebody's got to help me out there. I need a second man. Oh, shot blocked by Wood. Nice play by Hannah Wood. And a possession arrow called a little bit late on the whistle there by the official, but that's the way it is. It's only the third possession arrow of the first half. 3:21 left, and 23-23 our score. Bethany Carl now playing the point. Goes right to the middle of the floor, or the middle of the paint there for Finkbeiner. They converge, and somebody's got to get called for the foul. There were three eligible. Now call it on Bailey Sherman, and now she's got two. So Rogalski and Sherman both have two fouls for Afton. McLennan and Decker have two fouls each for Sydney. And Janung has Riley Janung's come into the game, missed an open baseline shot. Shikari Koth comes down just as quickly as she did that first time for the basket, but the layup was short. The ball went out of bounds. It's Sydney's. Well, neither team has a deep bench, but both benches are being utilized. Bethany Carl's played the whole way. She comes to the right side around a screen by Janung. Janung at the foul line shoots, misses. Finkbeiner went for the rebound. It was tapped from behind by Cutting. Out of bounds. It'll stay Sydney's ball, though. 2:46 left. Carl will inbound it into the corner for a wide-open Janung. She'll take a shot. Missed it. Rebound by Carl to Taylor Cron. That's off the back of the rim. Boy, those are the tough ones to make. Peyton Cutting up the right side. Crosses over. Wood gets a little hand on it there and knocks it free. Hatton caught it for Afton off the deflection and then passed it out of bounds. Clock showing 2:28. Till the first half ends, 23-23. Scoring has been done in streaks, and then we'll go a minute and a half without a basket going in. Hannah Wood at the top of the key now for Sydney to Bethany Carl. Pounce pass to Crom, up and over, just falls off the rim, and the rebound to Cutting. She leads the break, goes for Koss, who changed direction. She looked over her left shoulder, then her right shoulder, and that messed her up. She lost the ball out of bounds. Sydney players right now on the floor. Carl 11, Crom 14, Wood 13, Janung 1, and Finkbeiner 10. They've got the ball now with a minute 52 to go, 18 on the shot clock. Wood bounce pass to Janung on the right side. Double team off that zone. Nice play, Sherman, to get in the passing lane, but the ball got free. Carl off to Janung, 12-footer. It's good. Riley Janung had a couple of open shots, just missed. This time, nothing but net. Here comes Koss shooting it against Janung. There was some a block shot, if nothing else, because there was no whistle. Janung on the fly, lost control of it. Now they're on the floor for a possession arrow. Sidney back on top by 2, 25-23 with a minute 21 to go. Alex Alford checks into the game for Apton. Bailey Sherman comes out. Remember, she's got two fouls. So for Apton, it's 13 Worth, 14 Koss, 11 Cutting, 20 Hatton, and 35 Alford. Alford driving in on Finkbeiner. She's going to keep going, but there's a foul away from the basketball. That's going to be called on Peyton Cutting. Looks like an offensive foul on her behalf. That will not mean a shot because it was an offensive foul. That's a non-shooting situation. Down to a minute 5. Carl to Janung. They're working the right side this time on offense. Steps inside of Hatton, and her six-footer is up and good. So Janung nailing two shots in a row. Sidney up to a four-point lead. They've led by as much as 7. Athens led by as much as 4. Oh, I get a chance. Here you go, Mr. Griffin. Going to inbound it right in front of me. Alford goes to Peyton Cutting in motion. Nice cross-court pass to Koss. Can't get the shot off. Partially blocked. Saved by Alford. Hatton has it. And it was pretty much ripped out of her hands by Taylor Crom, but it's possession arrow, which shows Sidney. Sidney in maroon tonight with white Sidney and the numbers. Warrior heads on the shorts. A lot of girls wearing pink shoelaces tonight in honor of coaches versus cancer. Crom to Janung. Cross court looking for Wood. Pass was intercepted by Katarina Worth. She's up the floor, wide open. Now Carl takes her. Against the screen, Worth stops. Gives off to Hatton. Little 16-footer off the mark on the weak side rebound, Alford, but she dribbled the ball and it hit the end line. So 6.9 seconds to go. Let's see if Sidney can extend the lead. Crom, baseball pass to Carl. Carl, floater to Janung. Janung with a 12-footer for the shot. Just missed. Rebound Cutting. She won't be able to get the shot off, but they also prevented Sidney from scoring in that same exchange. So 27-23 is the score in favor of Sidney. So we'll take a break, come back. You're listening to a Coaches versus Cancer broadcast tonight. Afton and Sidney, a quadruple header. Hopefully we'll have Sidney Bosselman here to chat with me. And other than that, we'll be back with the Maravito Energy Products Halftime Report, FM 101, AM 1490, WCDO.
For 85 years, the people of Maravito have delivered energy, fuel, and food service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Maravito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Maravito, our people make energy different.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sidney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD, calf or decaf.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat, vanilla.
That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef.
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including NYCM Insurance, home office, Edmiston, New York.
A credit union is a financial cooperative that's owned by its members. You do not have to be in a union to join. We're a union of people helping people. And since we're not for profit, we can usually offer better rates and less service charges. Come by or call us to find out how to become a member today. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here at Apton, and I always say the brightly lit Apton gym. It's the brightest gym in the league that I know of, anyway, for high school. And our halftime score is Sydney 27, Apton 23. This is the coaches versus cancer night at Apton in the third of four games. The boys will continue on. Won't be doing that game, but I'll be out there for a halftime shootout with the microphone. Our halftime show on WCDO brought to you by Morabito Energy Products. Morabito's celebrating 85 years of delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. I've been making the mention of coaches versus cancer all night. I'm wearing a lavender shirt. I see a lot of lavender and pink and purple in the stands. As we know from our knowledge of getting more and more aware of cancer and those that it affects, we learn more on now the colors designated for certain cancers and all that. So they asked me to wear lavender tonight. I just happen to have a lavender golf shirt. Clashing very distinctly here with the red and white of the Crimson Knights and the maroon of Sydney. But Sydney Bossman, athletic director here at Apton, is joining me. We're used to talking softball mostly, Boss, but tonight it's a whole different story, coaches versus cancer. You had some great organizational help, and so far it's off to a good start.
Yeah, this is definitely going to be a great event tonight. We have a great crowd here, and again, showing their support, wearing all the different colors representing the forms of cancer that are out there. I guess I got to begin with some of the groundwork that began tonight's event. Mm-hmm. I have to thank Stacy Parks, one of the secretaries from the athletic department, who began getting things organized. Connie Beams also jumped in and helped us. Liz Dawson and myself, we put a lot of time in the event and hope it's a successful outcome.
Now, this is something I saw Don Pierce of Sydney with a pink shirt. So obviously Sydney was in on all this. And they agreed to participate. What did they agree to do as part of this?
What we did is we notified them and told them tonight was our cancer awareness evening. We had them send out some flyers or make some phone calls to the parents in their community. They knew once they got involved here that we were going to do the shootout and that we were going to run the 50-50 with the proceeds going towards Cancer Society. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to do as much as they can to help us out with bringing some financial money into the...
Okay. And it stays local, right? The money stays local, goes to the American Cancer Society. I'm a big part of the Relay for Life that they have at Canoe Regatta Park in early May, and it's a real big thrill to know that so many people care about it, so many people are affected by it, and you know, the percentage of people less die now than they did. I was told about 100 years ago the Cancer Society was founded, and that about 98% of anybody that was diagnosed with the cancer passed away fairly soon. Our success rate, our survival rate is so much higher now.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. The survival rate has gone up compared to the outcome in the past. Mm-hmm. And I think what also people are starting to notice is used to be somebody we didn't know. Now it's somebody we do know. So I think it's becoming a more awareness towards each and every person, because it's amazing with the kids once they started to think about the situation. Each one of them could name someone within their family that has been affected. So it's a scary thing. the scary thing. But again, we always thought it was someone else.
So there's as much knowledge here as there is participation from the basketball team. There's education as part of it, and there's always, like you say, the connection, the relationships with people. And I think here's a word for you that maybe 10 years ago might not have been in existence: caretakers. There's just as many caretakers helping the folks with cancer than as people that are suffering from it. So
yeah, definitely.
All things possible tonight. All things positive tonight. Thanks for having me down. I can't wait to get off the air and do the halftime shootout, because it's been a while since I've done that. So.
All right, well, hopefully we'll go to an exciting shootout tonight.
All right, Sydney Bossaman, longtime softball coach, obviously, and athletic director here at Afton, helping us out tonight. We appreciate it very, very much. We'll take our final break. Actually, before we do that, real quick, Afton with 23 points. They're led by Peyton Cutting with 10, 2 by Bailey Sherman, a 3-pointer by Kate Worth, 2 each for Shikari Koss and Tanya Hatton, and Ashley Rogalski has 4. We've had 6 ties and 2 lead changes. Sydney is led by Kelsey Decker with 9 points, including 2 for 2 from the line, 6 for Bethany Carl, 4 for Riley Janung, 2 for Hannah Wood, and 4 for Brianna McLennan. So, again, with all the ties and lead changes we've had, it's been an exciting game. So we can't wait to continue our Coaches versus Cancer. Our Maravito Energy Products Halftime Report continues on WCDL.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Our halftime show complete now. Maravito Energy Products halftime. Thank you very much to Maravito Energy Products, 563-HEAT. We are back to the action already, and Afton has the ball moving to my right as Bailey Sherman passes to Ashley Rogalski, who just inbounded in front of me, missed the shot. Brianna McLennan had a rebound and almost got it taken away by Peyton Cutting. So we're right fast and furious to the action, as they say. Oh, my goodness. Hitting the deck is Shikari Koss, and a foul inside as Brianna McLennan turned around to shoot. Those two were not near each other, but what happened at about the same time. Rogalski now for Afton with her third foul. Sydney was called for the first 6 fouls of the ball game, and then Afton, in a manner of speaking, caught up. The shot by Brianna McLennan is good. This is her first action since midway through the first quarter when she got 2 quick fouls. 28-23 Sydney by 5, make it 29-23. McLennan with 6 points. Sydney 4 for 4 from the foul line. Afton 2 for 4, all from Peyton Cutting. And there's a foul on Afton again, this time a push-off, looks like, on Shikari Koss. So quickly, 2 fouls on Afton, just the opposite of how it started for Sydney. Bethany Carl, Riley Janung, Brianna McLennan, Kelsey Decker, and Taylor Crown, normal starters for the Sydney Warriors. Decker, as they spread the offense, bounced past to McLennan. Cutting got a hand on it inside and knocked it away out of bounds. So Carl will inbound. Carl into the corner for Decker. Decker, 2 dribbles, 3 dribbles, and bounce pass over to Janung. traveling violation as the double team for Afton took effect. It was Koss and Rogalski sandwiching Riley Janung successfully, turned over. A minute into the books for the third quarter. Traveling this time on Katarina Wirth, who is not happy with Herder performance on that one. So a couple of travels, turned it back over to Sydney. Janunk guarded by Rogalski. A couple of dribbles down low. Oh, nice pickoff there by Bailey Sherman. Sherman looks up the right side. She's got three on two. The wraparound pass for Rogalski, lost by Ashley, and despite her pleas, the ball is going to go back over to Sydney. So some sloppy play to start the second half. Remember, the first half, points, points, points. So Sydney trying to right the ship here, although they lead by six. They've had a few turnovers. Same thing with Afton. Kelsey Decker will inbound right in front of the Sydney bench, which has three healthy players. Janung at the top of the key. Oh, they gave her some space. She didn't take the shot, though. Carl into the corner for Decker. Now to McLennan. It's off the glass, and it's good. Brianna McLennan, very inconsistent when it comes to catching a pass, but when she does, it looks very, very good. That was a case in point. She's got eight, and there's a steal by Bethany Carl, driving it up the right side against Sherman. Off the glass, no good. Rebound by Koss. She looks up court to a wide-open cutting. She needs to save it because the ball was thrown too hard. So Afton losing a prime chance to get a couple of points there on the break. 5:55 to go, and Sydney's largest lead now of 8 points, 31-23. Our last tie was at 23, so that, for me, is easy to say. It's an 8-0 run for Sydney. Koss guarded by McLennan. Bounce to Wirth. Wirth to Sherman, driving in. Driving in enough to get a foul, with the clock stopped at 5:46 in the third quarter. Two shots for Bailey Sherman, and I stand corrected on the first half shooting results. Afton actually 2-for-6 in the first half. Two misses by Sherman, so she'll get a chance for redemption here. Makes the first one. Tanya Hatton will check in for Rogalski. John Simon says, well, Ashley, you got three fouls. We got to let you play a little more later on. Don't want you to get that fourth one. Hatton comes in with no fouls. Sherman, must be she likes that basket better. She's got 2-for-2 there. Makes it 31-25. Afton's going to put on some press here, and Carl with a pass to get it. Well, would have gotten past the defense, but it also went past and over the head of Kelsey Decker. So now Afton gets the ball back with a chance to cut that margin a little bit. From the high of 8 moments ago, they now trail by 6, 5:34 to go in the third quarter. Wirth hands it right off to Hatton, or Sherman rather, back to Wirth. Wirth bounce pass in the paint is Sherman, and she's fouled non-shooting by Brianna McLennan of Sydney, who picks up her third foul. And they check things a little bit. I know these referees, so I have to watch how I say it. Checking on the foul person, and that's McLennan. Yep, her third. So Afton will inbound. They loft a pass to Peyton Cutting. Right to the top of the key for Koss. Koss stuttering with the feet, let's put it that way. Traveling is the call, and another turnover. Both teams have committed the same types of turnovers. With that stuttering foot. Janung lofting a pass to McLennan. Nicely done. Now she dumps it off to Decker. Now it's Janung short on the shot. That's going to go out of bounds. Turn right back over to Afton with 5:05 to play in the third. 31-25 Sydney. Six ties in the first half. two lead changes. Athan had a very brief lead of 4 points. They pass down low, knocked away, and Janung recovers for Sydney. She didn't knock it away, but she did recover it. Crossover dribble in front of Koss. Here comes Janung trying to loft a pass to McLennan. Picked off by, or deflected by Sherman into the hands of Shikari Koss. And then it's like another turnover. Alex Alford will check in to the Afton court, replacing Peyton Cutting. So it's Koss, Worth, Alfred, Sherman, and Hatton for Afton. Right wing, it's Alfred. Michaela Finkbeiner now in for Sydney, and she guards Alfred. Alfred in the corner, and it's called for a double dribble as she lost the ball, caught the ball, started dribbling the ball again, and that's definitely a double dribble. For Sydney, it's Carl, Crom, Janung, Finkbeiner, and McLennan. Janung slides to a stop. It's Carl. Double team back to Janung. She's going to take that 16-footer. Too hard. Rebound Worth on the weak side. Good technique on getting the rebound for Afton. The pink and white basketball continues to be used tonight. Now it's wide open. Koss for three. Oh, it's off the mark. Nice play by Alford to respond with a rebound. Missed it. Put back up by Sherman, and she's fouled. Good hustle on Afton's part. Two offensive rebounds. And with a six-point deficit, foul shots could mean so much. 3:58 clock showing, and that's the fourth on Brianna McLennan. Well, she'll be coming out in favor of Nicole Smith here very soon. You got to wait till the first free throw is shot. Sherman makes the first. Her 3 points are it for Afton. Sydney has 4 points in this quarter, all by Brianna McLennan. So in comes Smith, out goes McLennan. 31-26. Shot is up and good. Four in a row for Bailey Sherman. She's got six on the night, 31-27. The gap narrows again, 3:58 to go, and a timeout asked for by John Simons. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, and we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And the girls coming back out of the court. Afton in their white with red numbers and piping. They used to call it piping anyway. Accents. I call them accents now. A little bit of black. And Sydney in their maroon with white. So Afton going to put on some pressure. Janung getting away from Shikari Koss right at half court. Gives to Nicole Smith. Back to Janung. So it's Sydney doing a nice job getting the ball over half court. It's not always been a given for either team, and a double dribble by Michaela Finkbeiner. So we've seen the rarest of violation calls, the double dribble once on each side. 3:39 left in the third quarter. It's Sydney 31, Afton 27. A game of streaks for sure. Sydney scoring eight in a row to take an 8-point lead. Afton coming back with four in a row, all free throws. There is Shakari Koss. High off the board, no good. Sherman with a rebound. She'll back it out, turn around, 6 foot again. Bailey Sherman, outstanding third quarter of action for her. 31-29, it's a tight one again. Bethany Carl right up the middle at the foul line, stops and gives off to Riley Janung. Janung around the screen, shoots short. Somebody can save it. Smith. Smith's along the end line, and possession arrow, I believe. Yep, two thumbs up. It'll go to Sydney. Sydney's Brad Aldrich says, I'll bring in Hannah Wood. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Replacing Michaela Finkbeiner. A little bit more ball handling for Sydney. Carl will inbound. She's pretty much the designated inbounder. Bounce pass to Smith, way out on the left wing. Wide open is Taylor Kram. Smith finds her. Shot by Kram misses, though. The other side for Kram, and the offensive rebound and good. Taylor Kram deserves all kinds of credit for that one. Even though she missed a shot, she followed it up and got the rebound. Now there's a foul on the entry pass. That was blocked out, so let's see. Well, speaking of Taylor Kram, she gets the second foul. Five team fouls on Sydney. That was after two quick ones were called on Afton. The pass into Cutting. Cutting from the foul line. It's good. Peyton Cutting with her first basket of the second half. It's now 33-31. Afton down by two. Janung in the right corner. She's usually not down there and dribbles out of the way. Comes right back out to the Afton circle. Drives to the left side this time. Slides to a stop. She's got slippery sneakers. Inside, Nicole Smith with a basket. Nice pass. And I'm not sure what's going on here. The basket is good, obviously. Nicole Smith with her first points. 35-31 with 2:16 to play in the third quarter. And Brad Aldrich asking for a clarification of what that was about. Not sure if somebody didn't let the ball go through or once the ball went through, they slammed it against the side. I have no idea. There's no foul called. It's probably just a warning. So now 35-31. Kate Worth slowly dribbling up, guarded by Bethany Carl. Goes around the screen by Koss. Worth keeps going. She's on the baseline, 12-footer on the baseline, and it's good. Katarina Worth, or Kate Worth, with her second basket, 5 points. She's also made a three, so it's 35-33 with a minute 52 left. Carl driving all the way up on the right side. Saw some room, tried to take advantage, and she's fouled. No shot, though. That's the second on Peyton Cutting. Third foul for Afton in this half. Carl to inbound. Goes to Nicole Smith, and there's a tie-up. Possession arrow, yep, the two thumbs up, and it goes right back to Afton. So a chance for Afton with a minute 50 to go in the third quarter to tie things up or possibly take a lead. Uh-oh. Shakari Koss not looking at Worth, who wanted to simply just pass it to her. Couldn't do it and kept dribbling, or resumed dribbling. Second double dribble on Afton tonight. Wood gets the inbounds pass stolen by Hatton or blocked by Tanya Hatton. Nice job. She blocks Hannah Wood shot. Another possession arrow this time for Sydney. And Bethany Carl once again to inbound. To Kram, out to Hannah Wood. Wood drives in, stops. Passing over to Nicole Smith. Smith throws in and gets the ball ripped out of her hands by Peyton Cutting. Here she comes. Pass up ahead to Hatton. Too hard and out of bounds. Well, Peyton had to make a decision. The defense was collapsing on her. She had to either let it go or drive through. She decided to zip a pass too hard. Opportunity squandered. 35-33. Two-point game. Nice backdoor pass to Janung from Nicole Smith. One of the best basketball plays of the night. And two good passes from Nicole Smith inside there. Turnaround by Hatton. Just too hard. She gets it again and scores it. Hatton follows her own shot and scores, makes it 37-35, and now we're under a minute to play in the third quarter. Wood, nearly stolen by Hatton. The ball is loose. Here comes Koss. She picks up the loose ball. Left side, layup, no good, but she's fouled by Riley Janong, who protests right away with a big what? Well, the clock stops with 46.7 seconds to go. Afton trailing Sydney by two on this coaches versus cancer quadruple header night for 37-35. So it's freshman Shikari Koss, who's got 2 points tonight at the line for the first time, and this is an automatic two. First one is up and good. This would be the seventh tie if she makes this. Athens led only briefly, but they've stayed in it. Second shot is good. Tied at 37. Seven ties in the ballgame tonight, but only two lead changes. Carl comes up the right side. Over to Wood. Ball is deflected. It's still loose. Picked up by Koss again. Koss to the right side and scores it. Shikari Koss, very, very determined. 4 points in a row for her, 39-37. Our third lead change. Down low for Crom. Cross the court to Janong along the baseline. No good. 19 seconds to go. Worth has it for Afton. Off to Cutting. Cutting will play. They'll play for the last shot. Might not be hers. Into the corner. It is Sherman off the pass from Hatton. Now to Koss. She's going to go for another layup. Oh, just missed it. Out of bounds with four. Well, now they let the clock run a little bit. 3.6 seconds. Comes to Carl. I don't think they're going to try to get a shot off. Nope. It is buzzer time. But Afton surprises Sydney with 6 points in the final minute to make a 39-37 lead. Their first in a while. Exciting fourth quarter. I bet we've got one coming up soon. It's FM 101 and AM 1490. And down in Gainesville, Florida and Washington, D.C. logging on tonight on WCDOsports.com. Stick around. It's WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, 39-37 indeed. The score, Afton not only with the lead, but they'll have the ball to start the fourth quarter. And they start it with Bailey Sherman getting a pass and then double-teamed, sandwiched. The ball goes out of bounds. So it's Shikari Koss, Bailey Sherman, Peyton Cutting, Tanya Hatton, and Kate Worth. The inbounds pass comes into the corner for Hatton, the near corner. Back outside for Sherman. Sherman, nice crossover dribble off the glass. Good. Bailey Sherman with an outstanding offensive play. 41-37. This is the highest lead for Afton in the game for the second time of 4 points. Sydney with Riley Janong, Hannah Wood, Nicole Smith, Bethany Carl, Taylor Crom. Carl has the ball on the left wing. Carl spots up for a 16-footer off the back of the rim. Oh, nice hustle by Janong. She gets inside. Shot is blocked by Cutting. Cutting with a long pass up ahead. Carl intercepts. She crosses over on the right side. Shoots and gets it blocked. Peyton Cutting with the catching the ball. And now there's three girls on the floor grabbing for the ball. It is possession arrow to Sydney. Boys are getting ready and stretched out there on the side, but they're going to have a ways to wait. First of all, this game could go into overtime. Second of all, there's going to be a half-court shootout before the guys can get on the court. So it's Bethany Carl down low off the leg, it looks like, of Hatton, but that's not a kicking violation this year. They've changed the rule a little bit on that. So Riley Janung guarding Shikari Cross. They go down low for Peyton Cutting. Got the shot blocked by Smith. She recovers, and it bounces right into the hands of Taylor Crom. Not once, but twice, and then a long pass up ahead. Whoa! Careful, girls. Right in front of me. Yikes. Intense. Reminds me of the time in the old Afton gym when the referee turned around, didn't see my table, ran right into it, had a Charlie horse, back then when I drank soda, the soda went flying. Thank God, it had a cap on it. It was a big old Diet Pepsi 1 liter. All right, Janung floats a pass to Nicole Smith on the baseline. Lost it out of bounds, but from this angle, I did not see the deflection out. It will stay Sydney's ball. John Simons is saying, hang on just a minute. I'm not sure what the... They're stopping. First of all, it's 41-37 Afton. Clock stop with 6:26 to go. There's 7 fouls on Sydney, 3 on Afton. Very close competition here between these two teams, which I thought there would be. No team's led by more than 8. Oh, a bad pass, but... And Worth and Janung flying out at half court. Possession arrow, that's what they were asking about. The one thing I wasn't looking at. So a bad pass on the inbounds. Janung tried to save it and save the possession, but she was out at half court. There were only 2 seconds on that shot clock. So it's turned over to Afton, leading by 4. The pass comes in from Hatton to Worth. Worth guarded by Bethany Carl. Shikari Koss puts on a screen, but Worth goes the other way. High post pass to Sherman. Sherman, nice pass down low to Cutting. Ripped out by Taylor Crom. Nice defensive play by Taylor Crom. She's had a few of those tonight. Down to the 6-minute mark. Looks like a foul as a screen is set on that far side in front of the Sydney bench. Sydney going to my left, Afton to my right. The foul will be on Shikari Koss, her second. And as everybody comes to the sideline, it's a timeout. Here's what's going on in the next few days for WCDO basketball. No games until Friday night. Friday the 11th will be Harpersville girls at Unitigo, 2 of the top teams. Of course, 4-time defending MAC champion girls Harpersville, our first look. Miranda Drummond, Savannah Murray and company coming up to Unitigo to take on the Lady Spartans, who are also unbeaten in the league at 3-0. That's a 4:45 start time. Chambers and O'Hara tip off at 4:30. Unadilla Valley, who we saw last week beat Sydney, they're going to try next. They're also undefeated at 4-0. They'll take on Harpersville in Harpersville Tuesday, January 15th at 7. 7:15 start time. Chambers and O'Hara at 7. That game to be broadcast on CDL with Nate Lowe on the microphone. As I take off for Las Vegas. Wish it was a pleasure trip, but it's a business trip. All right, pass for Sydney to Janung in the corner, guarded by Koss. Janung passes to Crom. She's in the paint an awful long time. Apparently they don't call for 3 seconds in the girls' game all that often. I've not seen that call tonight. Saw it once Friday night. Ball went out of bounds. Was it deflected? Was it touched by Afton? Yes, it was. Now, 18 on the shot clock. Carl inbounds to Wood. Hannah Wood comes from the left side, spots up a short jumper, missed it. Rebound, Crom hit the bottom of the backboard, and Peyton Cutting able to take advantage of that situation. Crom, though, with a nice offensive rebound. She's played a good game without a lot of huge stats to look at. Worth stops her dribble at the left side. Passes to Koss at the top of the key, guarded by Janung. Koss, and as she tries to get by the rest of the Sydney defense, Nicole Smith getting a hand in on there. That's a foul. And it will be 1-1 time. As Kelsey Decker and Brianna McLennan now come in. And Shikari Koss is at the line. She was 2 for 2. She's the one that tied the game in the third quarter. She made 2 shots. This one is up and good. Largest lead for Athens right here, 42-37. But Decker and McLennan in, they are the high scorers, combining for 17 points for Sydney. This one misses. And the rebound, Taylor Crom, a lazy outlet pass that Cutting almost stole away. So it's out of bounds. Sydney ball. 42-37, Athens by 5. They go to McLennan. McLennan baseball pass to Janung. Nice job. That's their best press breaker of the evening. Carl to a wide-open Decker. Oh, nice pass underneath the Crom, and it's good. Decker gave up the shot that would have maybe got her 3 points. She gave up to the Taylor Crom for the sure 2. Good play by the junior. The pair of juniors, I should say. They're all juniors except Brianna McLennan, who's a senior, but it's 42-39 now. Rogalski back in the game for Afton. Finally goes to Bailey Sherman, driving in on McLennan, gets past her, but misses the layup. Oh, my, too hard on the layup. Break for Sydney, because Bailey Sherman got around Brianna McLennan, who's trying hard not to get that the fifth foul. She's got 4. So the inbounds Worth into the corner, a short shot, but a foul on the rebound. Is it on Worth or is it on McLennan? If it's on Brianna McLennan, that's number 5. Yep, that's going to be on McLennan, and she's wondering about it. There was contact both ways, I will say that. But fifth foul is the fifth foul. And just as I said, she's trying to avoid it, she winds up getting it. And the reason why? Because the shot from the deep far corner on Afton's left side was an air ball. Had that hit the rim, probably not a foul. So, Brad Aldrich summons Nicole Smith back into the game. Nicole with 2 points and a couple of rebounds and a couple of really nice passes. 4:45 on the fourth quarter clock, 42-39 in favor of Afton, and at the line, Kate Worth, who's got a 2-pointer and a 3-pointer. It's a 1-1. Shot is up and good. Afton started out 2 for 6 in the first half. In the second half, they are 7 for 9. Make that 8 for 9. And now it's 8 for 10, but still pretty good. Well, Decker and Cutting got the ball at the same time. Looked like a possession arrow. Did they call it a foul? Yes, they did. They call it a foul on Peyton Cutting. That's her third, so she's got to watch things. 4:42, clock starts to run again. 43-39, Afton by 4. Here comes Kelsey Decker. Nobody takes her, so why not a 3? And yes, a 3! Decker has not scored in the second half. She sat out a lot of the third quarter and part of the fourth quarter, but the 3-pointer, exclamation point, to a 1-point deficit. The turnaround by Cutting off the left with the left side, no good. Rebound, foul, or travel. Oh, they call travel on Taylor Crom. Worth. Now it's Rogalski, 3-pointer from the left corner, that same spot that was an air ball before. Missed it, Nicole Smith with a rebound. Sydney can take the lead here. Carl ahead to Janung, off her hands and out of bounds. They tried to act or react too soon, and the ball turned back over to Afton. Still lots of time, 4:04 left. Carl, man-to-man against Worth. Now to Rogalski, bounce pass kicked by Decker, as Peyton Cutting came from the weak side to get that pass that she never got a chance to. 3:55 on the clock. Rogalski looking for the inbounds. Bounces the pass to Sherman. Sherman sealed off there by Crom. Back out to Rogalski. Now it's to the top of the key for Worth. 13 on the shot clock. Sherman driving in a little bit. Now back to Worth. 9 on the shot clock. Rogalski back at the top of the key. 5 on the shot clock. And a little wild, a little panic there, but a recovery by Shikari Koss. Down low to Rogalski off the glass. No good, but a foul. Or no, take that away. Make it a travel. Well, just when it looked like Afton had no chance on the shot clock violation, they got the ball right back, but missed on the turnover. So it's Decker with the ball to the right side for Janung. And a near steal. There's diving on the floor. It's cutting. Janung slides on the floor. I guess they don't call travel anymore. Underneath Crum from Carl. Taylor Crum with 8 points. And the lead has changed hands for the fourth time. Traveling call on Kate Worth. So mental blunders on both sides in crunch time. With still 3:06 to go, it's still crunch time because every possession is key, as witnessed by the recent lead changes. Carl, download a Decker. Decker traveling is the call as she tried to get through a double team with an extra step. I don't think she was fighting that one. All right, so Worth. And Bethany Carl making her work. So the pass goes over to Cost down low for cutting. Taylor Crum gets a hand on things. It went out of bounds. Timeout by John Simons. I'm wondering why nobody was calling timeout the last couple of minutes. I think they're saving them for the end. 2:47 to play. 44-43 Sydney by one. This is going to go down to the wire. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Earlier in the evening, a 75-second timeout where they set the time at a minute 15. The girls are back out there by the 45-second mark. This one, they have taken every single second they possibly can. These two teams have been fighting at it tooth and nail in a very, very positive way, which is a great sign for our coaches versus cancer evening, but they're taking as much time as they can on those chairs to catch their breath and regroup for the final 2 minutes and 47 seconds. Afton trailing Sydney right now, 44-43. Bailey Sherman goes to Shikari Koss. Chance for Afton to take the lead. Rogowski for three, way off the mark. But Worth with a rebound, puts it up just short. The ball batted around twice. Rogowski catches it for Afton. Throws the ball to Worth. Worth lost down to Peyton Cutting, but she's going to be fouled on the entry pass by Nicole Smith. And that was the entry pass from Worth just to basically get position for Cutting. And now she's at the line. Smith with her second foul. Peyton tonight, 12 points, 2-for-4 from the line. It's up and short. And because that was the 10th foul, by the way, let's make sure I get the details in there. That was the 10th foul on Sydney, thus the two shots. Afton still with only 5 team fouls. It's up, and it is off the back of the rim, off the front of the rim. Rebound, Kelsey Decker. So Cutting with 2 misses. Chance for them to tie or take the lead. They did neither. Janung got a hand. Cutting got a hand in there to steal her away from Janung. Here comes Kate Worth, back outside to Sherman. Sherman, bounce pass to Rogowski, 16-footer right side, it's good! And Afton takes the lead. Ashley Rogowski, her first basket since she hit 2 in a row in the first quarter. Here comes Carl all the way, drawing the foul on the right side, driving hard this time, and Bethany hadn't done that in a while. She decided to take the action to the basket. A good fourth quarter decision in this one, as she draws the third foul on Bailey Sherman, and that's the 6th team foul on Afton. but a shooting situation anyway. Carl at the line to shoot two, and she's got 6 points all in the first half on field goals. Shot is up, and it's no good. 45-44, Afton by one. Haven't had a tie since 37, but we've had three lead changes since then. Carl's shot is no good, and the referee alertly saw that an Afton player had come into the sideline, or to the foul lane, after the referee handed the ball to Carl. They don't hand it anymore. They bounce pass it. They do it in a different way. So a third shot. That one's no good. And the rebound stolen by Decker. She's fouled. Kate Worth had the rebound. Decker was not going to be denied. She got the ball free and was fouled. So Peyton Cutting misses two on the Afton side. Bethany Carl misses three on the Sydney side. Both chances gone awry, and that will leave it up to Kelsey Decker, who's got 12 points and is 2-for-2 from the line. And this is a 1-1. It's up, and it's good. Well, you think of times like this and all the practicing of free throws, it's become worth it. 13, by the way, for Decker, and tied at 45. Shot is up and good. So the lead back to Sydney, 46-45, minute 53 left. Worth trying to get over half court against Carl, and finally does it. Pass to Sherman. Sherman drives in on Smith, and the layup is good. Bailey Sherman with 12 points, and Afton regains the lead. There's a steal. Rogalski recovers for Afton, gives it off to Sherman and then to Koss. Just misses short, and the rebound by Crom. Carl up the right side. Somebody's got to be open. 47-46 Afton. Janung bounce pass down low. It is Crom inside. Missed it. Rebound is free, and the ball bounces into the hands of Nicole Smith. She's double-teamed, and Brad Aldrich comes to Nicole's aid and calls for the timeout. That's probably a great call by the coach and one of the reasons why they shoot at the end where they're sitting in the second half for that, just that reason. 47-46 to go. A little bit more than a minute left in this ball game. You are listening. Oh, by the way, Afton leads by one. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Well, it's about as even as you can get, except for the one-point difference in this game. Afton, 47. Sydney, 46. Fourth quarter, and I'm not sure exactly how much time is left because there's still 14 on the timeout clock that's showing on both scoreboards. It's kind of nice that Sydney boys are up in the crow's nest watching in from up above. The Afton boys are down on the floor waiting for things to get over. But the fans in the stands are glued to their seats because this one is a darn good ball game. A minute 10, that's the answer. A minute 10 left. 47-46, Sydney will inbound underneath their own basket. Decker is in the corner. Decker has no one to pass to. Finally goes to Crom. Crom gets the ball ripped out of her hand by Peyton Cutting. So Afton going to try to build on that scant one-point lead. Worth down the left side for Koss. Now to Sherman to Cutting, the short shot. Oh, but it found a home. Peyton Cutting with 14. It's now a three-point lead. So will Kelsey Decker try a three-pointer? Let's see what happens. Janung drives in and is fouled by Shakari Koss, who's committed her third foul. So it's Riley Janung at the line with 40.9 seconds to go. Janung had three baskets, two in a row in the second quarter, and then a layup in the third quarter. She's got 6 points. She's at the line for the first time tonight, and it's a two-shot foul. First one is up, and it's off the back of the rim. Sydney has missed the last four shots in a row after making their first six shots in a row. Second shot is good. And that means Sydney wants a timeout. 40.9 seconds to go. I keep trying to tease what's coming up for the games coming up shortly. I didn't get past the next two games. And I told you I'm going to Vegas and leaving the 15th and coming back the 19th. I missed the Unadilla Valley at Harpersville game next Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, Chambers and O'Hara tip-off. Nate Lowe will have the call at 7:15 or thereabouts. Friday, the 18th, the biggest boys game possibly of the year, Sydney at Unitigo. Boys on the 18th, that's a 7 o'clock Chambers and O'Hara tip-off, 7:15 actual start time or close to actual start time. That one will be a barn burner in a very warm Unitigo gym. And then we continue with local teams as Thursday and Friday, the 24th and 25th, Bainbridge-Guilford at Sydney. First the girls on Thursday and the boys on Friday. Now, I said the Sydney-Unitigo game is most likely the most exciting game of the regular season because they play each other once. It will have to go a lot to beat the Unitigo-Bainbridge-Guilford game before Christmas. The 72-69 game that had everybody on the edge of their seats for that one, yeah, that's it's going to take a while. But the hype before the Sydney-Unitigo game is definitely up there with any other game in the MAC this season. All right, 40.9 seconds to go. Sydney with the ball, or no, Afton with the ball, leading by two, 49-47, and Sydney with a man-to-man full-court press. Bailey Sherman, one bounce, over to Vergalski. Ashley Vergalski. Bounce pass to Sherman, guarded by Nicole Smith. Sherman drives in and cannot get the shot off. She will be fouled, however. And we'll get two shots at the line because Sydney is in the double bonus, or as far as number of fouls go. So that call on Taylor Crum, that's her third. Don't forget, we will have a very short post-game show. Shot by Sherman is good. She's got 13. Peyton Cutting leads Afton with 14. All but two of Bailey's points coming in the second half. Second shot is off the mark. Batter for the ball. It's Carl with a three-point Afton lead. 23 seconds to go. Carl comes down and puts it up, and it just misses. The ball is going to go into the hands of number 14. That's Shikari Koss, and the freshman is fouled right away by Kelsey Decker. That will be three, I believe, on Decker. Or is that five? Oh, I've got her. Yep, I had her down. I don't know what I missed. I only had her down for three. That's one of the reasons why she was out of the game so much in the third quarter, because of the foul trouble. So five fouls. So Kelsey is out. She is the leading Sydney scorer with 14. She's made 2 3-pointers and 4 for 4 from the line. Shot up and made by Shikari Koss. So that's a four-point lead for the third time tonight. Afton's had that much of a lead. 14.1 seconds to go. One more shot could do it for the Afton Crimson Knights. We'll take our final break before the end of the game. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Well, Sydney's two big girls are both on the bench with five fouls. Both high scoring, Kelsey Deck with 14 and Brianna McLennan with 8. And I could see Kelsey Decker before that all transpired on Sydney's possession, trailing by 3. She was trying to get in position for a three-pointer and let her teammates know. They never got her the ball. And pretty much taking that fifth foul for the team as the rebound came to Shikari Koss, and she just stopped the whole thing. So one more shot here for Koss. She's got 8 points. It's up, and it's an air ball. So that'll change things because they'll take it out on the side. Well, they used to take it out on the side. Hang on just a second. Whenever there's an air ball, you're supposed to take the ball out on the side, not the end line, but perhaps they've changed the rules. Didn't get the message. All right, well, so Sydney will inbound. They cannot run the court. They cannot run the end lines. Crown will inbound to Carl. 13 seconds to go. They launch it deep for Janong. She makes the catch. She goes up on the layup. Just missed it. Smith with a rebound. Missed it. Crom gets another rebound. Possession arrow with 4.8 seconds to go. And it will be Afton's ball. And the inbounds pass goes off Nicole Smith's foot. They did not start the clock on it. I've actually gotten to add up all my numbers, though. That's kind of a good thing. So Sherman will inbound to Worth, who is fouled, so I'll have to make a change. 2.9 seconds to go. Boys varsity game to follow this one. It will start much later than normal, but we will not do that game. I want to, again, give a shout-out to a couple of our internet listeners tonight from Gainesville, Florida, and Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. So Worth at the line. 1 for 2 tonight. Makes the first of two. Kate Worth with the only three-pointer for the Afton Crimson Knights. And the shot is up, and it's good. I'll tell you what, free throw shooting has certainly helped this team. So the shot will not get off by Hannah Wood, and Afton's largest lead becomes the final margin of victory, 53-47. Extreme excitement. I've actually got the numbers here. I can go over them real quick, and then we'll break for our commercials and come back with the actual totals and the award winners. 7 points for Riley Janung of Sydney, Bethany Carl with 6, 2 for Hannah Wood, 8 for Taylor Crom, 14 for Kelsey Decker, 2 for Nicole Smith, and 8 for Brianna McLennan. For Afton, Bailey Sherman with 13, Peyton Cutting with 14, 8 each for Kate Worth and Shikari Koss, 4 for Tanya Hatton, and 6 for Ashley Rogowski. We'll be back and give our awards in just a moment. Final score 53-47 Afton. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a 6-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat?
Vanilla, that's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, home office, New Berlin, New York.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
All right, we're back, and I got to get out of here soon, but our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight, Bailey Sherman of Afton, 13 points, including 5 of 6 from the foul line in the second half, sparking her team to the 53-47 win. And the Meng Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, Taylor Crom of Sydney, just an all-around super game. I don't think she ever came off the floor. Solid performance defensively for the Sydney Warriors. That'll do it till Friday afternoon when Harpersville visits Unitico in girls action. I'm Greg Davey for WCDO Radio Sports.